God's Simple Plan of Salvation, by All Nations Gospel Publishers. My friend, I am asking you the most important question in life. Your joy or your sorrow for all eternity depends on it. The question is, are you saved? It is not whether you are a member of some church, but are you saved? It is not how good you are, but are you saved? No one can enjoy the blessings of God or go to heaven without being saved. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3 verse 7, "You must all be born again." God gives us in His Word the only plan for salvation. The plan is simple: you can be saved today. First, my friend, you must realize you are a sinner. There is no one who is righteous. Romans 3 verse 10. There is no difference at all, everyone has sinned and is far away from God's saving presence. There is no chance to be saved unless you come to realize you are a sinner. Because you are a sinner, you are condemned to die. For sin pays its wage, death. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. James 1 verse 15. This means separation from God, in hell forever. How terrible. Yes, my friend, but it is true. But God loved you so much that He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, as your substitute, who suffered for your sin, and died in your place. Christ was without sin, but for our sake God made Him share our sin in order that in union with Him we might share the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. Christ Himself carried our sins in His body to the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. It is by His wounds that you have been healed. 1 Peter 2 verse 24. Jesus had to die. He had to give His blood. The life of every living thing is in the blood. Leviticus 17 verse 11. Sins are forgiven only if blood is poured out. Hebrews 9 verse 22. Now we cannot understand how our sin was carried by Jesus, but God says in His Word that it was. So, your sin, my friend, was carried by Jesus and He died in your place. It is true. God cannot lie. The Philippian jailer asked Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your family." Acts 16 verse 31. Simply believe on Him as the one who suffered for your sin, died in your place, was buried, and rose again that you may be forgiven for your sins. Now call upon Him. Everyone who calls out to the Lord for help will be saved. Romans 10 verse 13. The first prayer for a sinner to pray is given in Luke 18 verse 13. "God, have pity on me, a sinner." Now you are a sinner and surely you are sorry because of it. Right now, wherever you are, lift your heart to God in prayer. It does not take a long, loud prayer, for God wants to save you. Just say, "Oh God, I am a sinner, I am sorry, I will turn away from sin, have mercy on me, and save me." Now just take Him at His word. Everyone, that includes you, who calls out to the Lord for help will be saved, will be, not might or can, but, will be saved. Romans 10 verse 13. Just take God at His word. When you have done what He has asked, accept salvation by faith, according to His word, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Acts 16 verse 31. No church, no society, no good works, only Jesus alone can save you. The simple plan of salvation is, you are a sinner. Because you are a sinner, you must die or else believe Christ, who was your substitute and died in your place, was buried, and rose again. Just call on God, realizing that you are a sinner, and ask Him to have mercy on you and save you. Then just take Him at His word and by faith accept salvation. You say, "Surely that is not all that I must do to be saved?" Yes, it is all. It is God's word. It is God's plan. My friend, believe it, and follow it today. Now is the time, today is the day. Listen. This is the hour to receive God's favor, today is the day to be saved. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2. Never boast about tomorrow. You don't know what will happen between now and then. Proverbs 27 verse 1. If it is not perfectly clear, read it over and over until you understand it. Do not put this tract down until you do. Your soul is worth more than all the world. Does a person gain anything if he wins the whole world but loses his life? Of course not. There is nothing he can give to regain his life. Mark 8 verse 36 to 37. Be sure you are saved, you need salvation above everything else. If you lose your soul, you miss heaven and lose everything. God help you to be saved today. He will save you and keep you. Every test that you have experienced is the kind that normally comes to people. But God keeps His promise, and He will not allow you to be tested beyond your power to remain firm. At the time you are put to the test, He will give you the strength to endure it, and so provide you with a way out. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13. Do not trust your feelings. They change. Rely on God's promises. They never change. After you are saved, there are three things to do daily for spiritual growth: pray, you talk to God. Read your Bible, God talks to you. Witness, you talk about God. If anyone declares publicly that he belongs to me, I will do the same for him before my Father in heaven. Matthew 10 verse 32. God loves you. Accept the salvation he wants to give you and experience the fulfillment of knowing that you are a child of God. Written by Ford Putter. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.